Right now it's day four of staycation. It's Smoochy Face's birthday. We're hanging out at Barnes, kicking back. He's doing some writing and he just bought a new tarot card deck. Looks pretty cool. Got it for a good deal. I love that. And I am, of course, hunting for dairy-free, no dairy cheesecake recipes, formulas that make sense. I tell you what, so much oil in some of them. And for me, I don't want that. But I will say this, I love coming to the bookstore. I love coming to Barnes because it's like a place of hope. I don't know, I could be in a crappy mood and I can come to Barnes & Noble and I can sit at the cafe and I can drink my little drink. And I just feel good. I like it here. I like looking through the cookery magazines and the baking magazines, and I love it when there's metric because I am a metric baker. So I love when I see that. And it's just very relaxing. It's like, oh, look at all this, you know? And it makes me also think, I could do a cookbook. Why can't I do a cookbook? Everyone else has cookbooks. Why can't I? I can do it. And I like that hope feeling. I don't have a cookbook. And I haven't, I said a while ago I was going to try, but really I have not been putting the time into that, to be honest. However, Tim came up with an idea today because I was maybe bitching a little bit about some vegan stuff in a magazine. Because sometimes the vegan zero waste, I understand that you don't have to be vegan to be zero waste. You don't have to be zero waste to be vegan. I get that. However, sometimes the magazines come off a little bit, I don't know what the correct word. I don't know if it's pretentious. I don't know if it's stick up your ass. I'm not really sure. But it's like, don't have any plastic and you can do it. And it's not motivating. It's condescending. The way they do it, it's like, it's hard, but you can go without any plastic on any of your vegetables. You know what? No, it can't. I do a pretty good job, but I can't always. And sometimes the other options, like the loose options, are cheaper, and sometimes they're not. And what I have a gripe about is how sometimes these magazines and articles and writers put the planet so far ahead of what is reasonable. And I see that in the recipes too. I see like everything's got to be, it's got to be a certain kind of water that you can only get on a Tuesday night of a full moon from a spring. And you have to be wearing a certain color, otherwise you're not allowed to get that water. It's like all this speciality crap that I think for me is a turnoff. Now, I don't want that in my recipes. I don't want to be like, you must use dun-dun-dun, and nothing else. But fuck that. You can use other things. You can use substitutes. It doesn't have to be so freaking pretentious and like the planet is the most important thing in the world and animals are the most important thing in the world. And I'm not saying that Mama Earth isn't important, but I believe that when she is done with us, she'll be letting us know. And she can take care of herself. She's a big girl. That doesn't mean that I want to throw, like right now I'm walking around and there's so much garbage out here up against a fence that no one's picked up. And just, it's horrible. It's not the worst I've seen, but it's bad. And I'm not saying to do that. And I'm not saying that I don't care about zero waste because I recently started to be far less waste. And that's when I started reading about these things and thinking, boy, God, these people are a bunch of tools. They are really making it difficult for people and not at all inviting in their approach. So, long story short, too late. I was bitching to Tim and he's like, you should do a zine. First he said, this is what he said, you know what you should do? Oh, what should I do? You should do a zine. You should do a zine. It's like, you know, you can write down your stuff, you can have fun. And we're talking about how where zines started and with the punk era and how people just wrote stuff and what they thought. And I kind of like that. I like that idea. And I like having a physical copy. And same with my merch. He's like, yeah, get your merch out, get your little whisk girl out, put her on some mugs, do this and do that. And it's true. And I do. And this is what absolutely is so cool about Smoochy Face. It's like, he is beyond supportive of the things that I want to do and beyond, you know, just beyond. Like, what do you want to do? Let's get you started. Let's get you in that direction and have fun. And I love that. I just love that. So even though I don't game and I'm not a gamer, I am a supporter of his hobby and also business. patreon.com/Gothridge if you want micro adventures, free downloads. But the members themselves get actual physical NPC cards at a certain level. So there's that. That's pretty cool. And we just support each other. Always. Like, what does each other want to do? And this is absolutely fantastic. I can't say thank you enough to him. I love that he's got staycation and that we're hanging out. He doesn't know I'm going outside doing a podcast. I went pee, and then I was like, I feel like rambling. I got something to say. I don't have a podcast for tomorrow anyway. Or do I? I don't know. I think I do. I don't know. I've been doing so many recordings. I've been doing so many vlogs this staycation about food and magazines and hunting for neat formulas that I like. They're not up, but I am recording them. So I'm going to have lots of work when staycation is over. Lots of editing of fun vlogs and things like that. And my lights, oh my God, Jackson, they're fantastic. They're so bright. It is hot in there. Like to shoot a video, oh my God. It's hot in there, but it's fun, and I can see everything. And I even took out the big lights, so the big lights are out now, too. I have not opened the umbrellas yet, but that is coming. And what else? Oh, we're going to head home soon? We're going to stop and get bananas. And we're going to get, because I want to make a banana cheesecake. And we took up one of his dice, his wimpy dice, and we blew it up at Walmart. So we'll be picking that up on the ride home. I don't know how it's going to turn out. Because it's kind of grainy as far as the picture goes. It was a picture I took with a macro lens from my phone. So it's not that great. But we're gonna still get it and see how it goes. And then from there, we'll do more pictures. So his office could have like cool dice and all kinds of things. I just realized I'm waving my arm around and outside walking around the Barnes parking lot. All right, I'm hungry. I can't wait to get home. We're going to watch more of the Hill House thing that we are rewatching. It is so much fun to rewatch it. And I think on some level I'm liking it more now because I'm looking for the monsters. I don't know if anyone's seen it. It's not a spoiler, but there are like little dead people and monsters. It's like, where's Waldo of Ghosts, as Tim said. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. I don't know what we're having for supper yet. Oh, I'm starving. I'm so hungry I could eat my foot. I won't though, because it would be very difficult to walk around and do this podcast without a foot. And that's it for me. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I'm out.